Welcome to this PMG recording with the Institute for Public Management and Governance at the Vienna University of Economics and Business. We give in these recordings a short and practical insight in some of our research topics. My name is Jürgen Willems, and the topic of this recording is Stereotype Threat in the Public Sector. In this recording, we talk with Katharina Dinhof, as stereotypes are a central topic in her PhD research. Welcome, Katharina. We have conducted experiments to find out whether public servants are threatened by negative stereotypes about them. Let's talk about this paper today.
Hello, I'm happy to talk about it today. This paper is based on a research collaboration with colleagues from the Utrecht University and the Erasmus University Rotterdam, and Shiling Niu and me, two psychologists, took the lead here in this paper.
Katharina, what did we research in this article?
So from recent research, we know that citizens hold stereotypes towards employees of the public sector, so-called public servants. While they're perceived as ethical and pro-socially motivated by many, they're also often seen as lazy, unmotivated, and working too slow. This image is also reinforced in the media. So when public servants know about these negative stereotypes about them, they might experience stereotype threat. And this threat experience is what we've researched in this paper. Generally, stereotype threat appears when individuals are concerned of being judged or treated negatively based on a negative stereotype about him or her, or the social group that this person belongs to. So they're concerned that people believe that these stereotypes about them are true. And this stereotype threat experience is found to impair performance, because a lot of cognitive resources are used to cope with this threat. Instead of using the cognitive resources for the tasks that we are working on, people use it to worry about whether they confirm a negative stereotype, and they monitor their behavior and strive that they don't behave according to this negative stereotype.
Thank you. And how did we research it? What methods did we use?
One way to research it, and this is also how we did it, is to manipulate situational pressures while people work on a task. That sounds actually very mean. In an experimental study, we made respondents aware of the negative stereotypes of public servants. And this is a well-established method, mainly from psychological research, to activate stereotype threat. And afterwards, we measured the performance of respondents by measuring the correctness and the processing time. We measured seconds in the background, for example, on two different tasks. And the tasks were a diagram task and a text task. Under time pressure, they had to choose the correct answer regarding the diagram and the text task.
And what do we learn from our results?
We find no evidence that the concern to be negatively stereotyped would influence the task performance of the respondents. So respondents wouldn't work more slowly on the task and also didn't make more mistakes while working on it. We did another study when we measured the effort of respondents while working on the tasks, but we didn't find any influence here either. So we learned that we need to do more research on stereotype threat and how it affects public servants and the work behavior. It could, of course, also challenge the theory of stereotype threat, because recent research on this topic questions whether the theory is relevant for the real world, and some studies fail to find effects. So we are not the only ones who didn't find anything. Or maybe stereotype exists, but it does not exist in the context of public sector employment. Maybe an occupation is not enough to feel threatened by stereotypes. Most of the research that has been conducted in this regard was regarding someone's gender or individual's ethnicity. There are characteristics that people deeply identify with. Also, they cannot change their ethnicity, and it's difficult to change the gender identity. Even though many people identify with their jobs, an occupation can be changed. And finally, stereotype threat might have impacted public servants' well-being. But in this study, we first aimed to replicate it in a very common way, namely regarding performance on a task. So future research should be done in this regard, checking for effects beyond performance and using other additional methods, like qualitative interviews, for example, to get a deeper insight.
Thank you. And as a final point, what do our findings mean for organizations?
So despite the lack of evidence for the effects of stereotype threat on performance in our studies, the consequences of negative stereotype might still manifest in another harmful way in the workplace. We know that stigmatization, also due to occupations that are not valued in society, has serious consequences for employees. For example, this might result in lower well-being, more sick leaves, decreased motivation, and precisely losses in performance or service quality. Or imagine that it influences interactions with citizens. because public employees might experience stress, feel frustration, or monitor citizens whether they have negative stereotypes towards them. And then the public service could be terminated, or the cooperation turns out to be very unproductive. Also, negative occupational stereotypes undermine the attractiveness of occupations and the sector as a whole, because it keeps away promising candidates to apply. Thus, organizations can address stereotypes and support employees by counteracting the negative image, either by campaigning against it, by showing that they have their back, but also by offering psychological support when employees feel burdened by it.
Thank you, Katerina. Thank you for these insightful thoughts.
Thank you very much.